Good afternoon, everyone. Today I will be talking about resolve, or also known as the New Year's resolution. The first time that I remember teaching about the Bible publicly, and this is excluding like individual Bible studies, I was about 15 years old, and we actually talked about this a little bit, touched on it in Scott's miniature teacher lesson, what I'm about to explain. When I was 15, the first time that I had the chance to teach, I thought about what I was supposed to think of, and the first thing I thought of was what I could teach for other people. Now, like at first, I think I had the right intentions, but eventually it kind of evolved into a kind of like an unloving mentality of someone was kind of doing something inappropriate, so they needed to hear something from me. And the lesson ended up failing spectacularly. It was kind of sad, and honestly, it all had to do with my mentality. So today, tonight I'm speaking on what I need to hear. And since we've all fallen short of the glory of God, and we all have common sins, I'm hoping that you need this as well. It's kind of ironic. I didn't know what Stephen was teaching about. And I'm not going to say why it's ironic, because it's a possibility that some of you weren't paying attention to his lesson. But if you notice something similar, it's because I didn't know what he was talking about. So, what we need is we need resolve in knowledge, resolve in faith, and resolve in action. And faith and action are very similar as far as biblical faith is. A little while ago, Jake actually gave a lesson, and he mentioned that some people think that it's crazy that we come to services 3 times a week. And his point was, but we're here because we know that Jesus rose from the dead. Now, I'm familiar with the words. We know Jesus rose from the dead. We know Jesus Christ is the Son of God. But hearing someone say it aloud, as boldly as he did, it kind of like surprised me. It took me off guard. And after I gathered my thoughts back together, I kind of realized, like, what is wrong with you, Caleb? How can you be shocked by these words? These words give meaning to your life, to our life. And without these words, our life is meaningless. So one thing that I hope to resolve for this year is a knowledge that not only Jesus rose from the grave, but also that he's the Son of God. And I hope to be able to say this willingly to other people without any hesitation. We have to know this, and we cannot, these words cannot be foreign to our lips or to our tongue. Resolving in faith, please turn over to Matthew 8, and the next passage will also be from Matthew 8, so you don't have to change pages. Matthew 8, starting in verse 5. When he had entered Capernaum, a centurion came forward to him, appealing to him, "Lord, my servant is lying paralyzed at home, suffering terribly." And he said to him, "I will come and heal him." But the centurion replied, "Lord, I am not worthy to have you under my roof, but only say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I too am a man under authority, with soldiers under me, and I say to them, 'Go,' and he goes, and another, 'Come,' and he comes, and to my servant, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard this, he marveled and said to those who follow him, truly I tell you, with no one in Israel have I found such faith. I tell you, many will come from east and west and recline at the table with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven, while the sons of the kingdom will be thrown into the outer darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And to the centurion Jesus said, go, let it be done to you as you have believed. And the servant was healed at that very moment. I personally think that this is, and I'm sure a lot of you can agree with me, that this is one of the finest examples of faith. This is what real faith looks like. And I resolve to achieve this level of faith throughout this year, and to continue to resolve to achieve this type of faith. Looking down at verse 18. Now, there are a lot of other scriptures that have to do with action, but this one was kind of subtle, so I liked it especially. Now, when Jesus saw a crowd around him, he gave orders to go over to the other side. And a scribe came up and said to him, teacher, I will follow you wherever you go. And he said to him, foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his hand. Another of the disciples said to him, Lord, let me go first and bury my father. And he said to him, follow me and leave the dead to bury their own dead. From this point on, you follow him. This is a cost. These are the actions. Resolve in action to live for Christ and sacrifice yourself. Please turn to Matthew 11. Looking at verse 25. At that time, Jesus declared, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father. And no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke up upon you, and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart. And you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Jesus, God, rest. These are our goals for the future. This is our future, if we have enough resolve. It could be possible, if time was our own, to consider 3 times a week, just being here present 3 times a week, as crazy. But time and life, they're both gifts from God. If you do believe in New Year's resolutions, I hope you add this to the list. If you are a Christian, you should already have this as a part of your list. Make this your New Year's resolution. Resolve to live for Christ every single day. If there's anyone here tonight that could be helped in any way possible, there are people here ready to help you. And I ask that all of you consider resolving your life for Christ. New Year's is a very good time to remember this. because we have an American tradition to make resolutions. But we need to resolve our life to live for Christ every single day. If there's any way that we can help you, please come now as we stand and sing.